Alderman Michael McGee Jr. has been an outspoken critic of Milwaukee police, especially in the case of beating victim Frank Jude. But McGee has also been the target of an unsuccessful recall attempt and has been in several personal scrapes. Now, U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic says McGee is accused of seeking money from businesses in his district in exchange for favorable treatment on licensing matters.
The complaint alleges that Mr. McGee sought and obtained cash from multiple business owners on multiple occasions in violation of federal law.
This is the first major case handled by Biskupic since his name surfaced as one of the U.S. attorneys on a potential firing list for apparently not satisfying his bosses in Washington. But Biskupic says he had no pressure to charge Alderman McGee.
None. I mean, as the record, I think, shows, this is the fourth, fifth alderman we've prosecuted. We've continued to do so. We've been doing so since 2002. We'll continue to do so, and as the FBI indicated, these are joint investigations involving career officials, and if people have information, they should come forward. There was absolutely no involvement from Washington on this matter.
As a small group of McGee supporters waited for his afternoon court appearance on separate state charges, one of them, Antoine Lewis, said McGee has been set up.
You know, because they want him so bad, they want him off the streets so he won't help other people.
If convicted of the federal charges, McGee could be off the streets for up to 30 years and have to pay $500,000 in fines. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.